Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Narration by George podcast, the podcast on audiobooks, spiritual ideas, and other items of interest. I'm your host, George Taylor, and we are in podcast number 16. And we're running a little bit late this week due to yours truly taking a fall during my yard work yesterday. You see, we've been out of town for the past week to attend the Here Now Festival, the Audio Fiction and Arts Festival in Kansas City, Missouri. We'll talk about the festival today in our time together. Here Now is the audio equivalent of a film festival for contemporary audio storytelling in all its forms. Live and scripted solo performances, multi-voice performance, classic radio drama, experimental narrative, and much, much more. So what made an impression on me? Well, there were several things which I want to share with you. First, the performance part of the festival kicked off with public readings of Mark Twain's work. Actresses Rosie Devine and Kelly Hazen and I read from works Thursday night at Prospero's Bookstore in Kansas City. You heard about this event 2 weeks ago on this podcast, and if you haven't listened to that one yet, I invite you to go back and listen to podcast number 15. This reading of Mark Twain's work took place each evening of the festival, so 9 actors in all shared their interpretation of his amazing work, and it was a pleasure to be able to hear my fellow actors bring their differing visions of Twain to light. Enjoyed that very much. Secondly, I saw what may be the future of audiobooks. It's called the Metabook. John Berendt's book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, is the story of a murder by Jim Williams. He was published in 1994. It hung on the New York Times bestseller list for 216 weeks. It's even been made into a movie with Clint Eastwood. While I've never read the book, it is apparently very much immersed into the culture and atmosphere of Savannah, Georgia. The Meta book attempts to bring that to light with multi-voiced audio experience, as well as taking you to the settings for the book with pictures and commentary by the author. During this session, we met the cast, the director and producer, as well as author John Berendt. I've got an introductory sample audio from the video, which helps introduce the Meta book. Take a listen.
When I began writing this book decades ago, a tablet referred to sheets of paper, and there was no such thing as a smartphone or an e-book, not to mention a metabook. I'm John Berendt. Welcome to Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil Metabook. This metabook contains an array of exclusive multimedia features. There is an audio drama of the book performed by some of today's top audiobook narrators and featuring Laverne Cox as the Lady Chablis. You will see crime scene photographs for which I have provided commentary and listen to audio clips of interviews I recorded with Jim Williams while I was researching and writing the book. A timeline helps you keep track of the 4 Jim Williams murder trials, and there are photographs of the people and the places featured in the book. There's an interview with Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Alfred Uhry, who talks about adapting the book for a stage production. You can listen to midnight-themed music, share postcards via social media, and revisit Mercer House in the pages of Architectural Digest. A 3D reimagining of the Bird Girl gives you a remarkable view of the now iconic statue, and a 360-degree panoramic feature transports you to the Garden of Good and Evil. I hope that these and the many other features of this metabook help you enjoy the extraordinary people and the magical setting where this story takes place.
You can find out more about Metabook on the internet by going to metabook.com. Thirdly, I heard audio drama. Oh yeah, you remember old-time radio drama and comedy? Well, it's still alive and well and being created. It may even be broadcast on a public radio station in your area. Friday evening, we heard from a group called Right Between the Ears, who were heard on Kansas Public Radio. Think Saturday Night Live on the radio. This was produced live on stage, actors behind mics, the sound effects table, etc. There was lots of political satire as well as just timeless comedy. You can find these guys on the internet at rightbetweentheears.com. Then on Saturday night, we heard a production called Audio Tonight, with everything from sketches to storytelling and song, poetry, and a modern-day recounting of the end of the War of the Worlds as we know it. There was a live band for this event as well. Over at a local theater, the festival featured fully produced audio from folks like ZBS, which has been producing audio drama for years, and others. What does all this sound like? Well, I've got a couple of samples for you. First, you're going to hear a piece from Right Between the Ears, and then I've got a sample from ZBS.
Calling Dr. Turgid. Dr. Turgid! Calling Dr. Turgid. Your patient in room 37 has refused the complimentary autopsy.
Now it's time for another dramatic chapter of Incompetence Hospital, where incompetent doctors and nurses wage daily battles with death and lose. As our story opens, handsome Dr. Mark Turgid is treating another of his unfortunate patients.
Hello, Dr. Turgid.
Ah, Mrs. Keckhuizen. Come in. Sit down.
Your nurse said that you have my test results?
Yes, that's right.
I'm not seriously ill, am I?
The signs point to yes.
Oh, no, is it? Is it terminal?
The outlook is good.
The outlook is good that it's terminal? Or it's not terminal?
My sources say no.
No? No, what? What do you mean?
Ask again later.
Why? Why can't you tell me now?
Concentrate and ask again.
What? You heard me, didn't you?
The signs point to yes.
All right, then. So, what exactly is wrong with me, Doctor?
Reply hazy. Ask again later.
Dr. Turgid, are you drunk or something? And why do you keep playing around with that ball on your desk?
Well, this is no ordinary ball, Mrs. Keckhuizen. This is a diagnostic eight ball.
A what?
Yes. Here at Incompetence Hospital, we use the latest in medical technology. See, how it works is you ask a question, then I shake the diagnostic eight ball, and the answer pops up. It takes the guesswork out of medicine.
Is this a joke?
My sources say...
Will you cut that out? That's nothing but a child's toy. My daughter has one of those.
Really? What hospital does she work at?
She's only 8 years old.
Well, she must be very bright if she's mastered highly complex medical equipment like...
It's just a toy. It doesn't work.
Why, of course it works, Mrs. Keckhuizen. See? I shake it, and then the answer pops right...
Dr. Turgid, I'm shocked at your behavior.
And I'm shocked at your ignorant mistrust of technology, Mrs. Keckhizen. Why, if it was up to you, we'd still be putting leeches on our patients.
You did put leeches on me, Dr. Turgid.
Well, that was before I got the diagnostic eight ball. Now, before we go into surgery, Mrs. Keckhizen, I'd like to demonstrate the operation I'll be doing.
The operation?
Yes. Using another sophisticated piece of medical equipment, the way it works is I use these tweezers to remove all your internal organs. But if I make a mistake, whoops, I lose.
Doctor, that's a board game. Milton Bradley makes it.
Well, then Dr. Bradley is a medical genius.
Will Dr. Turgid convince Miss Keckhuizen to have surgery? Tune in next time when you'll hear Mark say...
So do you have any questions, Mrs. Keckhuizen?
Yes. If I go through with this so-called operation, can I pay you with Monopoly money?
The signs point to no.
That's on the next poorly written episode of Incompetence Hospital, where incompetent doctors and nurses practice medicine until they get it right.
Professor Tarrou and I are down
and
beneath
the moles of Zebu.
Right, and the moles. are down beneath the Zebu's jungle, inside an ancient Nulian city they've been uncovering. The Mole people, the best archaeologists on the planet, are having a festival.
Annual Festival of Moles!
It's quite a sight.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary sight, watching these moles do the tango.
It's amazing how graceful they are.
It's truly amazing how graceful they are. These big furry bodies gliding so gracefully across the ballroom floor.
Yeah, isn't that Molière?
Oh, yeah, Molière! Hey, come on over here! Hey, parlez-vous, Molière!
Ruby, how nice you could attend our festival.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
May I introduce my partner? Ah. She is a female, in case you cannot distinguish the difference.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple of things. Does she have a name?
Whatever you wish to call her.
Oh. Oh, okay. How about, Moline?
Moline! She likes Moline.
Oh, good, good.
Moline.
Moline looks a little, thin for a mole.
I don't like the drift of this.
I took her to the doctor.
Really?
A mole doctor?
At first, he thought she had malaria.
Malaria?
That's awful.
A mistake like that, you should have cited him for mole practice.
Mole practice.
Give me a break. Not funny, Ruby. Not funny at all.
Was not malignant.
Get out of here. I'm getting... That's it. No more. I'm leaving.
Come on, Drew. We're just being a little molish.
Molicious.
That did it. Barf City. I'm out.
Okay, come on back, Drew. No more punishment.
Is this another setup?
Ruby, promise. No more.
All right. What about you, Ruby?
Oh, I promise.
All right. One more pun, and that's it.
Would you like to dance, Ruby?
I don't know. Taru told me not to tangle with these moles.
I heard that.
You told me that one.
I did? Oh, yeah, so I did. Yeah. Funny. It's good.
Ruby, we have uncovered another ancient Nulian game.
Maybe you would like to play it, Ruby.
Sure. Is it dangerous?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really? What's this game called?
It is called Fourth Dimension Surfing.
Fourth Dimension Surfing.
That was right between the ears and ZBS. Fourthly, I heard from and got to rub elbows with some of the top audiobook talent in our country. Barbara Rosenblatt coached me in my Mark Twain reading and pronounced a bravo when it was done. I met Scott Brick and talked with him some of the health journeys that he and I have taken. And Robin Miles was a delight to talk with outside the Cinemark Theater. I caught David Osman having his 7:30 a.m. coffee at the restaurant, and we talked about timeless comedy. He should know he's associated with Firesign Theater. I also caught Dion Graham as he sleepily trudged to breakfast one morning, and there were many others, too many to recount here. Finally, the Narration by George business and brand appears to be on the precipice of some exciting news. Can't spill all the beans yet, but yours truly may be traveling to L.A. later this summer for some training and to make some new contacts. More about that later. So that's all the time we have for the Narration by George podcast today. Hope you've enjoyed my look back at the Here Now Festival. Maybe you might consider coming next year. Check it out at herenowfestival.org. I want to close with one of the most memorable performances from Saturday night's Audio Tonight. Missouri storyteller Meredith Sisko related the story of the song Shenandoah. Suppose you were going on a space mission from which you would never return. You would be leaving family and all you know for the great unknown. Settlers who left the eastern part of our country in the 1800s to settle in the west faced that same scenario, leaving all you know for the great unknown. As they waited for the Missouri River, a treacherous and wide river, to recede so that they could cross to the free land they would receive in western territories, the song Shenandoah sprang up. Later it was forgotten, went across to England, then came back to the U.S. with lyrics that are different. Meredith thinks that the original lyrics are totally forgotten, so she wrote some new ones. Unfortunately, due to copyright reasons, I cannot share the whole song here, but here's just a sample from her work, followed by an instrumental version that I found captivating. If you're interested in her work, look it up at Meredith Sisco, and that's MARIDETHSISCO.com. See you next time for the Narration by George podcast.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Oh, my Shenandoah, I'll always grieve away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.